drink love.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams. I am back in the Right Side studios, local, state, national. Man, we got all the issues right here. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm so glad to be back with you. And I'm telling you, it was a couple of days that I'll explain here in a few minutes. Meanwhile, I have got, I've got my usual comments, but this one's interesting. This one is something that I think we need to really be thinking of in the big sense. So here's the deal. I'm going to bet that an audience this size, there's some folks out there who have had some experience with bullies, right? They're everywhere. In schools, at work, in social settings. Bullies get off on being able to direct someone else's traffic, on telling others what they will do because they say so. The crazy thing is that most bullies don't know what to do with someone who will call their bluff. You know what I'm saying? Someone who's willing to stare them down. So, true story time here, and it's not about me. Some of y'all listening may know my sweet wife, Charlene. About as sweet a Southern lady as you could ever hope to meet. Loves people. Her gift is even making the most normal day special. To the outside, she's just a mild-mannered friend to all, but let me tell you, that woman has grit. I've said several times she would have made a good prairie wife. I could go off and hunt the buffalo for weeks at a time. She could have run the ranch with an iron fist. A little bitty iron fist, but an iron fist nonetheless. Well, the other day we were talking. She was telling me about an experience or two she had with some bullies in high school. Her high school at the time was kind of going through a rough patch where it was one behavioral issue after the other, right? So on one occasion she was sitting in class when another girl just up and demanded, "What are you looking at?" Well, Charlene's friend kicked her under the desk and said, "I think she's talking to you." Well, Charlene looked up from her book and saw a girl she didn't even know staring her down. "That's right. What are you looking at?" And Charlene just looked at her and said, "I wasn't looking at you." Well, this went back and forth apparently for several minutes with the challenge not meeting with anything but refusal from my sweet wife to back down. Well, that apparently incensed the bully who finally said, "I'll see you in the bathroom after class." And my sweet wife just said, "Okay." And admits now that she knew she couldn't do anything less than show up in the girls' room for whatever might come. It was important, she said, not to back down. But she also freely admits she thought she might throw up. but she went. And of course, her true friend bailed on her, so she went alone. When she got to the restroom, she walked in, and there was old bully girl and old bully girl's friend waiting for her. Both sides just stared at each other. Nobody said anything. Charlene said she had no idea what to do. The important part was done. She had showed up, and she stared the bully down. What would happen next was not as certain, so she just set her books on a small shelf by the sinks. Well, the bully reached out without a word and knocked the books on the floor. But then, to Charlene's surprise, and maybe the bully too, the bully's friend bent over and picked up all of Charlene's books and set them back on the shelf. And both sides stared at each other without words, without expression. So after about a minute, Charlene just picked up her books, gave them another look, and walked out the door. And the girl never said another word to her, and she was never targeted again. I mean, who knows what would have happened if she had cowered down, or even worse, if she had pleaded for the bully not to pick on her. You see, bullies don't know what to do with folks who are willing to stare them down. And this is true with bullies at every level. It's the same on the schoolyard, in the break room, on the subway, in the international politics. And here's where I shift gears. You see, right now, the prestige and honor of the United States of America has been challenged by none other than China. If you haven't been tracking, let me fill you in. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, like, you know, most politicians, she has a junket planned. Some form of shuttle diplomacy in East Asia as she makes a number of scheduled stops to meet with heads of states and locales like Singapore, Malaysia, and others. For reasons that can only be speculated, the Biden administration apparently decided to out police Speaker Pelosi's alleged intent to also make a stop in Taiwan. Now, this is big for a number of reasons. China's been saber-rattling far more than usual since Biden took office. President Xi of China has made clear he intends to see Taiwan under the central government rule of mainland China again, and any interference by the West is tantamount to war. The rhetoric, the military drills and flybys, the overt and covert threats, they've all reached new heights. The bully is calling us out if you get down to it. And the Speaker of the House may not be my favorite person, but hey, she's our Speaker of the House. And if she decides for whatever reason to pay an official visit to Taiwan, that is her prerogative. China may not like it, but China does not make our travel plans, and we do not make our plans based on China. It's odd that the Biden executive branch administration would out her plans. Why would they do that? I don't know. Because the Biden admin doesn't want her to go, I guess. It makes them uncomfortable. Keep in mind, this is the same administration that blinked in the face of the Taliban and abandoned thousands of Americans in Afghanistan. The same administration that demurred when Putin flexed and is now playing catch-up in Ukraine. Headed by the same Joe Biden that brought us ISIS in Iraq when he was vice president during the Obama era and oversaw the recklessly bad pullout from Iraq. The same Joe Biden that didn't want to approve the mission that took out bin Laden. This administration does not know what to do when rogue nations throw down challenges, when bullies bow up. The tough talk about fighting old corn pop, it doesn't seem to be there right now. China followed up by releasing statements from none other than President Xi himself, who said, with regard to any state visit, that those who play with fire will be burned by fire. The president of China said that he said that to our president in a phone call, that those who play with fire will be burned with fire. A pundit in state-run Chinese media also tweeted out that it would be possible for Pelosi's plane to be shot down. Folks, these are direct threats by another nation against the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and the United States as a whole, if you get down to it. But here's the deal. Speaker Pelosi has got to go now. Just before the show went on, the news broke that she has announced she will be landing in Taiwan. She has to. Nancy had better have a good photo op on Taiwanese soil with Taiwanese officials shaking her hand and then put that pic out there on our social media and tag old Xi in the post personally. Love and kisses, Xi, your BFF Nancy. I hope she does. If for some reason she didn't go, then we would have effectively allowed China to dictate the movements and travels of American heads of state. The prestige and honor, the actual standing of the United States on the world stage. It is sitting in the hands of one of my least favorite politicians right now. Nancy Pelosi has got to face this thing head on in ways that Joe Biden apparently cannot. And we as a nation, we have to stare down the bullies. We have to be willing to go where we freaking please or it's only going to get worse. And I'm betting if my wife Charlene was Speaker of the House, she'd already be there. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. That's right. By golly. She's a sweet little bitty woman, but man, she's got some toughness. She got some sass. Well, listen, there's a whole lot riding on this trip. What we're seeing right now is the prestige and honor, literally, of the United States of America sitting in the hands of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And what happens next? Well, I'm thinking we got to stare down the Chinese bully. And if we don't, it's only going to get worse. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.